And in the U.S., some home sellers in this tough market are getting creative. Houses built by famous architects are being picked up by auction houses and sold like art. For example, this past Sunday, a house designed by the late Louis Kahn went on the auction block, but it failed to sell. Alex Schmidt of member station WHYY has this story on a trend that may or may not help at least one sector of the housing market.
The Margaret Escherich House in Philadelphia's upscale Chestnut Hill suburb has a lot going for it. It was created by one of the giants of 20th century architecture, Louis Kahn, and it's one of the few Kahn house designs ever built.
Let's go upstairs.
But auctioneer Richard Wright says one of the biggest selling points is the set of huge glass windows that open onto a vast green field and tree-filled park beyond.
The play of light is the most essential element to me. I mean, in this room, you really feel it the most, the presence of nature. But then the way the light moves through the space throughout the day.
If Wright sounds more like an art dealer than a real estate agent, that's because he's trying to take houses and turn them into collectibles. Wright isn't the first one to try this. Sotheby's sold Mies van der Rohe's Farnsworth house in Illinois 5 years ago. And earlier this month, Christie's sold Richard Neutra's Kaufman house in Palm Springs as part of an art auction. But only a handful of homes have sold this way.
I'm not entirely convinced that architecture is collectible.
Felix Salmon is a blogger for Portfolio.com. He believes the nature of architecture and auction work against what Richard Wright is trying to do.
Art you can fit into your lifestyle. With architecture, it's the other way around. You have to physically move into someone else's vision in someone else's place. And the chances are is there's really only going to be one or possibly two buyers who love the architecture, are willing to live in the location, have the amount of money available right now to buy it.
And yet, auctioneer Richard Wright has sold two other historic properties for more than he estimated they would bring in. He was hoping the Escherich House would fetch $2 to $3 million, and he says he had some interest, but no actual bidders. Christopher Plant, an agent with Philadelphia's Alphont, Wissahickon Realtors, says he's not surprised.
$2 to $3 million is an enormous amount of money, and generally it comes with a lot more land, and it comes with a bigger physical structure. And most people would want more for the money.
More, that is, than the theoretical and functional experiment that architect Louis Kahn envisioned. The house was conceived as a home for one person. It's 2,500 square feet, has one bedroom, one bath, a tiny kitchen, and let's just say the appliances aren't Energy Star certified. Given the dimensions and age, preservation is an issue. Anyone paying around $1 million is probably not going to feel too bad about making a change here or there.
That's the greatest fear I have.
David DeLong is professor emeritus of design and architecture at the University of Pennsylvania.
If someone buys it to live in, they're going to, at the very least, put an addition on. Whatever is added is going to seriously compromise the integrity of that house.
Museums, including the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, have recently expressed interest in purchasing historic homes to preserve them and open them to the public. But DeLong doesn't feel that would be right for this house.
You really need to experience a house like that as if you lived there.
In the end, the old adage about location may have applied here. Unlike the Neutra House in Palm Springs, this property is in a Pennsylvania suburb. Richard Wright is now going back to some of those who expressed interest to see what they would be willing to pay. In the future, blogger Felix Salmon says that approach would make more sense than the auction.
The perfect way to sell a historic home is to find the perfect buyer, and if and when architecture really becomes collectible, then you're going to start seeing more private transactions rather than trying to do it in a public auction.
What won't come out of a private sale? The free press generated by an auction, and the high prices fueled by fierce bidding on an auction house floor. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt in Philadelphia.